Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday, August 15th, 2017. We have 14 baseball games here on tonight's main slate. As always, on Tuesday, back from Chicago, Siege, how you doing, buddy?
I have no voice. Like, basically none.
That's okay. People are here for my smacking. I guess... When I do the podcast by myself, I never realized this, and I had a few people message me on Twitter. I'm going to work on this, by the way, Twitter. But I guess I smack my lips a lot when I do the podcast by myself. So when I go solo this Thursday, I'll make sure to work on that for everybody that tweeted me. And always like criticism. One guy's like, please don't block me. And I'm like, hey, criticism's fine. When you start being a dick, you know, then I'll block you.
Yeah, exactly. There's a difference.
Yeah, for sure. So how was the trip? Did you have fun?
Yeah, grand old time. I meant to tell you this show pre-show. I'll tell it now real quick. So we were all out last night after the event, and there was this group of girls, and we were talking about football. And it was like what I thought was a level 101 conversation, and she goes, what about that offensive coordinator moving from Texas A&M to LSU? And I was like, got to reset my whole brain caliber right now. It was just, Tommy looked at me like, what did she just say?
Man, well, it is, for what it's worth, it is 2017. It's like, you know, females know sports.
I never meet them, ever. They never exist in my world. I don't know why.
Like, my girlfriend, you know, she films for the local college, so she films basketball and soccer and volleyball and stuff, you know, TV-wise. So, you know, she gets everything except for baseball. Baseball puts her to sleep. She cannot stand it. Watching it on TV, she's okay, like, when we go to the minor league games around here, and if we go to a major league game, spring training and stuff, or a Rays game, she's fine. But watching it on TV, it's the fastest way to put her to sleep every night. So yeah, you know, no. Not that we ever go to bed at the same time, but yeah, you know, when we do, all I gotta do is turn on baseball and she's out.
Oh man, yeah, it was a crazy weekend, as they always are.
All right, well, let's get into it. We got the Subway Series, Mets, Yankees, Jacob deGrom, Sonny Gray, 8 total. Sonny Gray -141 here. I think that tells us a lot about this Mets lineup after all the trades they've made.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Wilmer Flores batting fifth, Smith batting sixth. Like, outside of Conforto and Cespedes, this lineup's pretty weak.
Yeah, and you're not getting the Yankee discount. You're paying the full 12-6 on DraftKings. That's a tough price to pay.
Oh, for DeGrom? I was talking about Gray.
Oh, I thought you were talking about DeGrom.
No, we'll talk about him in a second. Everybody already knows I love him. It's no secret at this point. So, Sonny Gray, 10-7. What's your interest?
10-7 for Sonny Gray.
That's what I was thinking. The price is just a little too high, right?
You have to be able to, like, go over 30, and he just hasn't gone over 30, and especially with that Yankees bullpen behind him now, it's just like he's really never going to go more than 6 or 7 max.
Especially, you know, with a playoff, like, hunt, like, there's no reason to push him past, like, the 6th inning.
Yeah, especially when Sessa left today with elbow issues. Like, they can't afford to lose anybody else.
Yankees, not going to say anything bad about them, but let's go Red Sox. Hey, Devers, how about that home run against Chapman the other night? We didn't get to talk about it yesterday. I was so pumped when I saw that home run.
Oh, I went berserk. I'm pretty sure that's where my voice went.
The video of the guy, you know.
The video of the guy in the stands.
And he's like, yeah, we're winning. We got this. Yeah. Oh.
What? You just see his eyes just start looking at that ball in the outfield. You just see his face just drop.
What? Did that really just happen?
That was great.
All right. Jacob deGrom against the Yankees. We know the Yankees struggle with power righties. This is in Yankee Stadium. Do we pay this price for deGrom?
I don't think you can. On a slate with Coors, I just don't see this one as a possibility. Like, you're not, like, maybe if he was 11-5 10-7, kind of in the Geo Sonny Gray price range, but the Yankees are too talented to be paying 12-6 for a guy.
The issue that I have with it is I know he hasn't been pitching great, but Alex Wood at 9,600 is a really nice discount from Jacob DeGrom at 12-6.
Yeah, and there's some mid-tier pitchers that you can kind of get away with on the slate, so I'm okay with kind of letting this one go.
If you want to play DeGrom, I definitely think he is the best high-priced pitcher. I think he's better than Bumgarner. I think he's better than Salazar. I think he's definitely better than Verlander. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's just going to be so hard for me to make it up to this tier.
Yep. Unless, you know, lineups come out, maybe we get some value guys and spots that we could attack, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's not going to be for me.
I don't see any bats in this game.
Yeah, I don't either.
14-game slate, 8 total. Love lefties in this ballpark. Maybe Conforto is a one-off.
Angels at Nationals.
Angels, Nationals, Tyler Skaggs, Gio Gonzalez, 8.5 total. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Gio, a slight favorite at 129. Any interest in Skaggs here?
I mean, it would take a watered-down lineup, that's for sure.
We know Harper's not going to be in it. That's definitely helpful. This team's a lot worse because that's all you've seen on ESPN for the last 2 days is how much worse are the Nationals without Bryce Harper, yada, yada, yada. Like,
the problem is they've still got some good hitters in that lineup. They've got Zimmerman, Rendon, Howie Kendrick. Like, they'll be okay. I think Skaggs is an option. I just don't know if he's my favorite.
Fair enough. Flip side here, any interest in Gonzalez, Gio?
Nope.
All right. Bats on the Angels side. Mike Trout against the lefty, yes.
CJ Cron. I wouldn't mind playing Simmons. I don't hate the mini stack there.
All right, there you go. Nationals, you mentioned Rendon. He'd probably be my favorite. Zimmerman's crushing lefties this year, too. I don't mind those two guys.
Howie Kendrick versus a lefty.
Depends on where he hits, right? Like, if he hits second, yeah. If he hits eighth, no.
I would imagine he's going to bat second or third with no Harper.
I would think so, too. I'm just looking at projected lineups. And yeah.
No, the projected lineup may or may not have Harper in it. So
it's okay. It's not midnight yet. We can't give him a hard time because it hasn't switched over yet.
Oh, that's so right. We're doing the podcast early.
We are doing the podcast early. You are doing me a huge favor here with kindergarten starting again.
That's okay. My voice, you can tell. I definitely need to, like, not talk much.
You need sleep. Tampa Rays at Toronto Blue Jays, Blake Snell, Marco Estrada. You know, we chatted a little bit before the podcast, and I said, Nick Tepes shut down the Rays. Why can't Marco Estrada do it here today?
Because Estrada's going to be very popular today at 7,400 versus Tampa lineup. He's put it together in his last three starts. Whatever was bothering him for like 2 months is probably, he's been consistent. Yankees, Houston, White Sox, those are three decent offenses. I it's 7,400. You have to ask what the ceiling is, but Tampa loves a swing and miss. So I think he's firmly an option here.
He doesn't give up a lot of hard contact to lefties, and that's where all the power comes from in this lineup too. So that's definitely something. Like you said, 7,400, I do think he's in play. He might be one of the reasons that you played DeGrom, get those two guys in there with a value bat, and you can go from there. But I do think it's trying to be popular. I agree with you there. No interest for me in Blake Snell. He's not right.
Yeah, no interest in Snell. Toronto stack, I think, firmly viable.
Yeah, I agree. Snell did look better in the Cleveland start, but, Cleveland against lefties is still a thing.
Right.
I don't see any Rays bats that I like. Like, I just – the one guy that I think I would play here is Souza, and that's about it.
I think I would actually play Dickerson and Lomo.
That's fair.
They've had very good success against him in the past. So,
well, that's always good, too. BVP is always good. I talked about Duda on the podcast yesterday, and then I looked into his stats a little bit more. He was like 0 for his last like 15, so I'll stay away from Duda.
Yeah, don't play Brad Miller, too. Don't do that.
He's batting like 190, right?
Yeah, he's also 1 for 16 off Estrada.
Oh, well, even better. Blue Jays, you mentioned the stack. Baptista, do you put him in your stack at this point?
And I'll flip a coin.
Because, like, you could still get, like, Martin, Donaldson, Smoke, Pierce. You could still make a really solid four without Bat.
Yeah, but he's been hot the last week and a half. But the price is kind of just is way up there. I don't know if I could pay it.
Hot is, I guess, a good the guy has just been so bad. I just
home runs in four of his last six.
I don't want to play him. I love leaving him out of my stack. I get it. Like, if you want to make a five man, that's who I would put in. I would play him before I play a PR.
I don't have a strong opinion either way.
San Francisco Giants, Miami Marlins, Madison Bumgarner, Dan Straley, 7.5 total here. Any interest in Bumgarner?
Nope.
12-7. Like, he looked good against the Cubs last start, but the Cubs have been cold. Like, I like to see his pitch count over 100, and it's only happened one time in the five starts that he's come back.
Yeah, nothing to play for as well, so like no reason to push him.
Yep. I'm not paying 12-7. Like, if he's like 10K, maybe we're talking about him, but I'm not paying 10-7 or 12-7.
Yeah, absolutely not.
And then Straley interesting here. Fly ball pitcher in Miami. Like, not a lot of home run upside in the San Francisco lineup.
It all depends what lineup the Giants roll out. Like, that one they rolled out Sunday morning that had no Posey, Pence, and was, you know, I played AJ Cole. Like, he struck out the side in the first, and I thought I was, like, the world's best genius. But Dan Straley is in play here at 6,500. It's probably a high floor, low ceiling type play, but I think he's firmly in play.
Yeah, just, you know, like you mentioned, I think it was like a week ago, they've called up all these young guys and they strike out more than what we've seen the veterans. So there is a little bit of strikeout upside when we look at the Giants lineup. You can't look at, you know, the season stats for the Giants because it's not the same team.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what Plate IQ can help you out there too.
For sure. Giants, anything standing out to you here?
No.
Yeah, I don't see anything either.
You don't think Pablo Sandoval for 3,600? No? No, I didn't think so. Okay.
No, I don't.
Ryder Jones is still 2K. I will say that.
Yeah, him and Parker, I guess. But in this ballpark, like...
I'm not thrilled about it, but what the hell?
Hey, Stan's good.
Okay, someone's going to stop throwing him. Like, I've now missed the boat. So at this point, I just have to keep fading until someone decides to just give him four balls. Like, stop throwing him a strike. Stop.
Well, we know Bumgarner is going to challenge him.
No, he's going to throw four balls. He's going to be smart.
Yeah, right. No chance. I know you missed the boat. Like, I've been riding this.
I'm not hopping on now. If he hits another home run tomorrow, it's another home run tomorrow. I'm not paying $5,200 for Stanton against Bumgarner. I'm sorry. No.
God, I hope he's like 10%. Oh man. I'm gonna have some shares. Yeah, at this point.
Please draft him in our best ball too. Or in our draft. Please do that.
I've been rocking with Stanton in my best
ball. Go ahead, man. Please do it. That's a great way for me to get back to all square.
Oh, yeah, it's down to one. We'll do that here at the end. Anybody else from the Marlins?
No.
St. Louis at Boston, 10 total here. Mike Leake against Rick Porcello. Vegas really likes the Red Sox in this spot.
Leake is going to die. He is going to get obliterated.
I heard that Devers kid's pretty good.
Yeah, he is pretty good. That Devers kid, man. Whew.
We'll talk about him in a second. Zero, I don't know. What are we doing with Porcello? It's not the same Porcello that we saw at the beginning of the season.
I think we play him.
Like, he gave up a few earned runs, you know, in the Chicago-Kansas City games, but, you know, the strikeouts have come up, the hard contact's gone down, the xFIP's come down, like,
this all depends on how chalky he is. If he's the chalk go-to pitcher, there's no way in hell. If he's kind of like the pivot play, sure.
Fair enough. I think he's definitely played tournaments, depending on What we see what our boy Christian Mino has here in the RotoGrinders Premium. Also, man, didn't you know RotoGrinders Premium NFL? There's information if you guys are interested in that. It's right there at the top of the form, so make sure you guys are checking that out. Let's talk Cardinals bats. The only guy that I've been playing from the Cardinals lately is DeJong. And this guy, ever since you brought him to my attention like a month and a half ago, he has made me a crap load of money.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if I can pay $4,300 for him, though.
Say that, but
you know, I say that 20, 19, 16, 18, 0, 6, 16, 11, 16. Well, that's really nice for a shortstop.
Yeah, like four games in a row and multi-hits, two home runs in back-to-back games.
I would have to see how he profiles. I don't know how he does it against the sinker type pitches.
Yeah, sample size is probably going to be small, so yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else from the Cardinals here in a 10 total game?
Nope.
Red Sox, Betts, Benintini, Hanley, Devers.
Yeah, 4,700 for Devers. I'm in. I wish Nunez was second base eligible. Could we get on that DraftKings? Pedroia's back in the DL. He's going to play second every day.
Every day.
Let's get on that.
But every day.
Devers, Betts, and Benintendi. I mean, God, I love them all.
Nintendo's warming up, too.
Yeah.
But
don't forget Jackie Bradley Jr., too.
5,100 for the Nintendo here.
Yeah, he's worth it.
Pirates, Brewers, Ivan Nova, Zach Davies, 9 total here. Either interest in either one of these guys?
I have interest in Sackie against them.
All right. Didn't Davies like throw a really good game? Like, oh, it was against Tampa. Makes sense. Pirates, bats. What are we looking at here against Davies?
All of them. You have to see if McCutchen can play the field. He played DH in Sunday's game and didn't look 100% against J.A. Happ. So you have to see if he's in the lineup. But Marte at 3,600, I think, is very much a fair price. That's probably the guy on the Pittsburgh side I'm looking towards the most.
I'll be honest. I'm not playing McCutchen at 45 with any type of, you know, until I see him do something here.
That's fair enough.
But I do like the Marte call. 3,600 for Marte is cheap. Like, Bell's kind of priced up at first base. I don't think I could go there. So, yeah, I'm looking at Marte.
Yeah, and I like the whole Brewer stack. Braun, Shaw, probably not paying $4,500 for Neil Walker. Thames, VR, Domingo, whoever I can get.
Yeah, and Shaw's expected back in this game. They mentioned it on Sunday that he's supposed to be back for this game. I have him in season long, so I know I follow the news on him.
Yeah, so, it's going to be I like this stack. I think it's going to be a pretty low on stack, but Nova against a team that, you know, like again, he commands his pitches in the zone. You want a guy who's throwing the ball in the dirt against Milwaukee.
Couldn't agree more. Detroit at Texas, Justin Verlander, AJ Griffin, 10 total here. Verlander is a slight favorite at 120. Not paying this price for Verlander in Texas, are we?
Nope.
Yeah, hot again, shocking, hot in Texas in August. Now everybody's shocked. AJ Griffin, zero interest here, but, man, I love picking on this team.
Yeah, I mean, this Texas bullpen is just bad, like –
Detroit bullpen's bad, too. You get two really bad bullpens in the series.
Yeah, and you look at this, and, you know, A.J. Griffin has huge first split tendencies this year. You know, he's been just getting obliterated by right-handed bats. Just
a lot of home runs. A lot of home runs. Justin Upton.
Ian Kinsler revenge after getting thrown out by Angel Hernandez. It just – yeah, I knew after the second at bat he was going to get thrown out, like – it was pretty funny too. He looked back after a pitch was like a foot and a half out. He's like, "You sure you don't want to call that a strike too?" Gets
yeah, well, get it out, like, you know, whatever. Say what you need to say. Be done with it.
Oh man, yeah.
I like Justin Upton a lot. Nick Castellanos. Those are the three guys that I think I'm going to target here. Miguel Cabrera zero power this year. Victor Martinez zero power.
He's not even playing. He's not even playing right now. He's dealing with the back.
Yeah, well, I don't want to play him anyway.
Fair enough.
Rangers against Verlander. Anything standing out here?
Rangers against Verlander. Not really.
Do they have any really, like, hold on one second. Oh, Joey Gallo. Obviously, he's in play every slate, but Joey Gallo is a big-time fly ball guy against Verlander, who's had some, you know, fly ball issues this season. So if Gallo gets a hold of one, it's probably going to be a home run here. So I like Gallo in tournaments.
Fair enough.
That's about it, though. But, yeah, Gallo's in play every day. 356 ISO against right-handed pitching this season. Just insane.
Is that good?
Yeah, I think it is. The 36% strikeout rate isn't good, but the 350 ISO. Oh, definition of tournament play. Cincinnati at Chicago. Luis Castillo against Kyle Hendricks. Any interest in either one of these guys?
I'm considering. A lot.
When did Hendricks come back?
Not a long time ago, but he's been back for a few games.
Yeah, I just don't remember having him on a slate that I broke down.
And he was on a weekend slate, I think. And then,
yeah, they've had those 2 o'clock games too.
Yeah. I'm actually considering Castillo.
I played Woji today. I played Asher today. Like, definitely going to take a shot on Castillo after playing Asher today.
Yeah, you know, the Cubs strike out a lot, you know, and they're hit or miss. So I don't hate the idea. The price is probably what's going to stop me. Like, $8,100 for him is just like, he's not an $8,100 pitcher. So it probably will be somewhere if he's cheaper. But I like him. I just don't like that price at all.
Wind blowing in 10 miles an hour. Nice cool day, 70 degrees at first pitch.
Yeah, could play Hendricks, but just what's the upside there?
There's never upside with him. You hardly ever get 90 pitches out of that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
The price tag is fair at 7,700. It's just, it's very unlikely that he's going to go into the seventh inning. He doesn't do that very often.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like a lot of bats in this game. Is there anything standing out to you?
No.
Like, Castillo doesn't give up a ton of home runs to righties, lefties. He's kept in the park as well. Like, I just don't see a lot here. Castillo throws a lot of fastballs. Alex Avila is always in play against guys that throw a lot of fastballs.
Joey, yeah. Other side, though, I kind of like Votto.
Does he have BBP or something?
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. It's 7 walks to 2 strikeouts. That's the ratio that gets me.
Yeah, it's nice. It's just chilly day in Chicago, or cooler day in Chicago with the wind blowing in at first base.
Show me Votto.
Yeah, Votto. Votto is always.
I'm not really too concerned about it. Like, if Kendrick throws a bad pitch, he's going to murder it.
Yeah, fair enough. Moving on, Cleveland Indians, Minnesota Twins, Danny Salazar, Bartolo Colon. Salazar has just been striking everybody out.
The Twins own him. I will never, ever, ever, ever play Danny Salazar again. I don't know what the Twins have on him, but they have something.
It's Dozier, right?
They all own him. Every single one.
I just
remember. Kepler, Dozier, Mauer, Grossman, Buxton. I don't know what it is, but they've got something.
Fair enough. If I'm paying up, it's going to be DeGrom. It's as simple as that for me.
I'm with you. It's just, I don't know what it is, but
it's interesting. Interesting for sure. And I'm guessing you have no interest in complete game Cologne.
No. Don't make fun of him. I warned people that he was going to go throw a gem.
It's fine. I just said complete game Cologne. That's all.
Amen. Through a gem. I mean, the Brewers were like the dream matchup for him, a team that chases when he just likes to throw the ball in the dirt. And
Cologne, you know, even at age 55, still hits his spots and has really good control.
Yeah.
He might be 56 now. I got to look that up. Cleveland bats.
And you can stack them up if you want.
I was going to say, if you play Cleveland, you're stacking them, right?
Right.
Could you do a little contrarian Minnesota stack today?
Yeah.
at what, 2-3-5% owned?
If that.
Yeah, if that. I agree. I think they'll be very, very low on here.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you're looking at, you know, they have 35 hits and 19 extra base hits. Like, so it's not like they're just dinking and dunking, like they're mashing it.
Yeah, fair enough. Braves, Rockies, Sean Newcomb against Kyle Freeland. The last time I checked, this was a very, very low scoring game.
0-0 still.
Oh, I love baseball. do we go back to the well here, or with Al Arenado? I guess he pinch hit, by the way.
Yeah, he just pinch hit.
Without Arenado, what are we doing with this game?
I want to stack the Rockies if they play the lefties. Newcomb's got some quiet reverse split tendencies.
Blackman hits lefties well. Cargo can't hit anything right now.
Right, but that's an all-season thing.
I like Mark Reynolds.
Yeah, and you have to remember, too, that Newcomb's a curveball guy. You know, we know what curveballs do in cores.
And he's making his first start ever there, too. Like, he's, you know, a rookie.
You don't understand. Like, you know, he throws like a curveball that he can get away with. It'll just float up and he'll just get crushed. So the home run upside's there for a Rocky stack for me.
What are we doing with the Braves?
I don't think I've gotten Kyle Freeland right all year. I don't know.
I like
Freeman. This guy should get shelled every time in that stadium, but he doesn't. I don't understand.
I like Freeman. I like Tyler Flowers.
I like them. They should hit home runs, but it's baseball. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, Freeman, you know.
Freeland just pissed me off one too many times. I'm done, like, trying to pretend I know how to handle that guy.
Kansas City Royals, Oakland Athletics, Jason Hamill and Chris Smith. Man, getting into some of these really good pitchers now.
Yeah, man, right? I'm telling you, super, super talented. I don't hate Hamill. You know, this Oakland lineup strikes out 19,000 different times a game. But, you know, they can also boom, so it's boom-bust, you know. I think people are onto it too. Junis was 20% today, so like I don't think this is going to be a surprise that they came and will have some ownership today.
Yeah, Hamill's strikeout rate only 18%, but his swinging strike rate in double digits again this season, so there is upside there. So you don't just look at the strikeout rate with him. I agree. I think he's in play, but if he's going to be 20% like Junis today, I'll pass.
I don't think he will, but just because he's more expensive, I think he'll be like 10-14%.
Fair enough. Zero interest in Chris Smith, right?
Zero. None. He's awful.
All right. Chris Smith has given up a ton of home runs to righties this season. 8 home runs in 19 innings to right-handed bats. Is there any of these righties for Kansas City that can take him deep?
Witt and Game.
Merrifield, yeah. I don't hate that. Trying to pull up his home run numbers against lefties. Only allowed 1 home run in 14 innings to lefties, but the xFIP is 2.77 runs higher than the ERA.
Stack them up.
Gotta hate stacking this team, but it actually makes sense here. Oakland bullpen's not that great, is it? I don't remember.
Nope.
Any Oakland bats here against Hamill?
I mean, Chris Davis with a K, but that's really about it.
Matt Chapman, man. Get on board. He's finally priced up.
They finally priced him up?
Yeah, he was 2K for like a week and a half. I was playing every day. Like, you could fit anything you wanted if you just played Chapman. And it was great today because when Arenado wasn't in the lineup, like, I wasn't, like, really scared of any other third baseman. So it was perfect.
Yeah.
But he's finally up to 3,100. He's second in barrels or third in barrels since the All-Star break. This guy, ever since getting called up, is hitting the ball really hard.
Makes a ton of sense.
Moving on, Philadelphia at San Diego. I know everybody's super excited about this game. Mark Leiter Jr. against Denelson Lamette. No total because Vincent Velasquez was supposed to start this game, went on the DL, and it is looking like Mark Leiter Jr. at this point.
It is. They announced it.
So I know you're super excited about this game. And Yovani Gallardo still just sucks, for anybody who's curious.
He hasn't sucked any of the times I've stacked against him this year.
It's 7-1 in the second.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it. Just...
Definitely don't like Mark Leiter Jr. Any interest in Lamet?
No. Too many lefties, even though the team does strike out a ton.
It all depends on how many lefties, right? It's four lefties. Is that one too many?
Probably.
Lamet all depends on the lineup. You get a right-handed heavy lineup, Lamet's in play.
If they have is like the four righties in there are just like there's like 19,000 different strikeouts between Hoskins, Franco, Joseph, and Rupp. Yeah, you probably could just swallow it and just try.
You could get 8Ks just from the righties.
I know. Yeah, it might be worth a GPP flyer.
Because outside of Nick Williams, I know you love Freddy Galvis and that's your guy, but like there's not a lot of home run upside from these lefties.
And Herrera is better against lefties than he is righties, so yeah.
I think Lamet's in play. Any Phillies bats that you like here?
My boy Nick Williams, my boy Freddy Galvis.
San Diego Padres against Mark Leiter Jr. None of them are really cheap, but Jose Peralta is cheap, and he's the guy that I really wanted to play anyway.
Did they finally move Dusty Coleman off shortstop?
Did they?
I asked that was a question.
I think FanDuel did. I don't know if DraftKings did.
Well, he's a $2,200 shortstop on DraftKings, so I would play him.
Getting closer to getting DeGrom in there.
I'm not paying 12-6 for a guy in Yankee Stadium. The answer is no.
White Sox at LA taking on the Dodgers. Miguel Gonzalez against Alex Wood. 8 total. Did you look at the line yet?
I'm sure it's like Wood minus 300 or something.
Wood minus 340. That's nutty.
How many innings is Alex Wood gonna go?
6.
I got 10.
Outside of Abreu and Garcia, this lineup's just terrible.
I just feel like he's hit the wall.
They're going to treat him with kid gloves until the playoffs, too. There's no way they're going to push this guy.
Yeah, like it just looks like he's hit a wall. Like he just hasn't been as sharp lately. K rate's dropped. Hasn't had more than 5 Ks in his last 4. Like, I know he's going to be really popular at 96, but for tournaments, I just can't.
You just look at the last 4 starts, though. You know, at Arizona, faced Atlanta twice, his old team. We always talk about that kind of stuff. And then San Francisco.
San Francisco's a dream matchup. Like, giving up runs to San Francisco is unacceptable.
Yeah, just don't strike out, though.
Like, they strike out a ton against lefties. They're at, like, 25%.
Is that high? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Wood's definitely in play at 9,600.
It's fine, but you want to play the 50% owned?
Everything you're saying is just making me want to play Jacob DeGrom more, by the way.
I understand. I would much rather pay 12-6 or Jacob DeGrom than play Alex Wood as mega chalk at 96.
Any White Sox bats that you like here against Wood?
I can't imagine myself actually leveraging this spot, but if I was going to leverage, it'd probably be with Kevin Smith.
Dodgers against Miguel Gonzalez.
Yeah, let's see. Let's play lefty 1, lefty 2, lefty 3, lefty 4, lefty 5.
Miguel Gonzalez this season, 351 WOBA, 35% hard contact, 13% K rate against lefties. So to back up the siege, play the lefties from the Dodgers as a low-owned stack here on the late slate.
There's no chance they're low-owned.
Okay, 0% so you chance. Think they're going to be more popular than Coors, more popular than Texas, Detroit, more popular than the Red Sox?
Yes, than Texas. Yes. Yes on the Texas teams for sure.
More popular than the Red Sox?
Probably not.
So we're looking at the 4th or 5th stacked team here. More popular than Cleveland against Cologne?
Yes.
I think you're crazy.
They have the highest team total on the slate.
I know, and every day the Dodgers are one. Every day I pull up the Dodgers ownership, and I'm like, do people just don't like playing the late games? Every day.
Miguel Gonzalez, trust me, they'll be owned. I'll make sure of it myself. How about that?
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm right and you're wrong for once. Baltimore at Seattle, Wade Miley, Andrew Albers, making his first start of the season, right? I don't think he's started. I don't think he's pitched this year.
It's a lefty against Baltimore.
Yeah, but I don't remember him being very good.
I have no idea who this guy even is.
He's been in the majors a couple times with the Twins. Got
traded. Oh, is that guy that got blown up every time?
His stats don't look good, if that makes it. Let's see. Pulling up his career stats. He's pitched 79 innings, has a 358 wOBA against righties.
That's not good.
Career 5x FIP.
We also know the Orioles are terrible against lefties, though.
Career 1.5 whip and a career 28% hard contact, so not a lot of hard contact.
That's all true.
So he's not good. Baltimore's not good against lefties. Man, I love Tim Beckham and Jonathan Scope here. Gosh.
Fair enough.
All the scope.
Tim Beckham is a god.
Yeah.
All he can do is get out of that stupid Tampa building. He can't stop hitting.
Of course. Ballpark sucks. Just there the other night, and my girlfriend, she's like, man, this stadium's kind of cool. I'm like, this stadium's shit.
This stadium's kind of cool.
Oh.
You sure she wasn't trolling you there?
No, she's like, it's 72 degrees, and it's, like, nice and cool watching a baseball game. I'm like, I get that, but it ballpark sucks.
It's a dump.
I'm like, compare that to Miami. And she's like, oh, I like Miami a lot more. I was like, yeah, enough said. Wade Miley against Seattle.
Revenge.
Sure. Zunino against his old pitcher. Love Zunino.
I love Zunino too. I like Cruz against a lefty too, but we'll get there in a second.
Oh, we're talking about hitters. We're not talking about these pitchers, right?
Right.
Yeah, you mentioned Nelson Cruz against the lefty. Yes.
Yep.
Mike Zunino, yes. Danny Valencia on fantasy draft, I guess, is in play. Pulling up his price. I just want to see what his price is really quick. Just can't play him at first base. He's actually kind of priced up. I think I'll pass.
Yeah, he really is priced up.
Holy Nelson Cruz price. Finally. This is the first time all season against a lefty. They've actually priced him up.
What'd they price him at?
He's 5,200.
Yeah. So again, it's why it's really tough to pay up a pitcher today.
Any bats from Baltimore? We mentioned Beckham and Scope.
I think you like the Baltimore bats more than me.
I like Beckham and Scope.
Okay.
It's like I don't expect this guy to pitch well. It's just, you know, still like
so hard to trust Baltimore against a lefty.
Yeah, like Scope has a 289 ISO, 388 wOBA against lefties this season. Nobody else outside of Caleb Joseph has an ISO over 200. Oh, Machado, 217 now, but 336 wOBA. But that's it, man. Let's. Do you want to send me the draft or you want me to send it to you?
I can send it to you.
You guys haven't checked out our sponsor, playdraft.com. They got a new update on the new app update.
Yes, great job. The update's amazing.
I don't understand the fire. I haven't really looked at it too much.
The what?
There's like a fire icon.
A fire icon.
Yeah, it's like a football icon, like a fire icon, and like a baseball icon.
The fire is just all your friends' drafts.
That's what I thought.
In the dream teams.
I love your all square, you know, league name here. And you get first pick.
You do. This is nice. Now the question is, what the hell do I do with it? I just complained about Alex Wood, but his floor is so damn high. You know what? Let's piss off Stevie.
Taking Wood?
Nope.
How do you not take Alex Wood there?
Because I don't really – like, six innings, six Ks, like seven Ks, it's like
– Are we taking Coors, yes or no?
No.
I think so.
But thanks for the reminder. I might have just done it by mistake. Yeah, so I took the Grom over Wood. I'm just getting better value on the guy who's 12-6 on DraftKings versus the guy who's 96. Let's see. What did you take after that? You took Votto?
I took Wood and Votto.
Okay. Like, all these other pitchers are the same. So, like, I'm just going to deal with that later.
Yeah, I wanted to get the bat that I feel like, you know, we know Votto doesn't strike out. Like, I want the floor.
Yeah, I'm taking Bellinger against Miguel Gonzalez. And I'm taking the BVP play of the day. Travis Shaw, baby. Can't believe you didn't take him first. He's 10 for 13. I didn't mistake that. He's 10 for 13.
I'm going to take Justin Upton. And the best hitter in baseball.
Take him. Ah, you wuss. You didn't take him.
No, I'll take Stanton in the home run derby.
Oh, you wuss. What a wuss move. Tout him all show, and then when you had the chance. Let's see. What's the other? I don't have any Red Sox exposure. You know, I could take the Nintendo or Denver's here. Man, Denver's is just so damn hot right now. So good at baseball. This might be the regret. Oh my god, just Mike Leake against lefties is just so bad, right? Just pull that up real quick.
Mike Leake against lefties this season.
342 at 12 on a 5% swing strike rate. He's going to die.
It's a 61% ground ball rate. He's only allowed 6 home runs in 68 innings this season to lefties.
That's fine. Yeah, he doesn't deal with the month. He's got a 5% swing strike rate against lefties. 5%. That's not going to work against the Red Sox.
Nope, just pitches the contact and expects to get ground balls.
The real question is, do I take Nintendo or do I take Devers? You know what? I think I take Benintendi. He can get you there with steals too. And I still have to take a pitcher. God.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pitcher list. I don't know who I want as my second pitcher here. Sad, but I don't.
Do the Brewers make a pitching change on us, by the way?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's Davies, as far as I know.
Yeah, okay. I was scrolling through the draft app, and I saw a different name.
Yeah, you saw Woodruff. I think it's just it needs to update.
Yeah. God, I don't like any of these options. I know this makes for terrible podcasting, but I just don't know. The guy I want, there's the guy I want to take versus the guy I know I should take.
Well, I know who I'm going to take if you don't take him.
God. I took Estrada. I don't know.
I'm going to regret this, and it's probably going to be even, but I'm going to take Bumgarner.
Was that the guy that you were going to take?
No.
Who were you going to take?
The guy I took, Bumgarner. Okay. God, in this great format, like, outside
of, like, I'm in a situation where I have to root for Stanton to hit home runs. God, this slate's going to suck.
And it's just this format. I think Bumgarner is the pick there.
I think the pick is Salazar, but.
Yeah, you can make an argument for Sonny Gray, too.
Yeah, I just. Yeah. So I wanted to go down with a ship that the guy I actually believe worth a damn, as opposed to the guy that I don't. You have the first pick, Stevie.
For home run derby?
You do.
Stan.
Vito. Ha ha. 2-for-1. Now he's going to hit a home run and it's going to hurt you in the draft tap.
All right. I'm going to take Nintendo.
You can't take him.
Oh, then I'll take Devers. I thought you took Devers.
No, I took Nintendo.
Well, I'll take Devers. Even better.
I will take Mookie Betts.
All right.
And then I will take Tim Beckham.
All right. I'll take Scope.
Okay.
And Justin, did I take? I took Upton in our draft. Hold on. For what it's worth, I really like Justin Upton tonight against Griffin.
God, Philly, stop making outs at the plate. These teams this year, I swear, no one learns how to run the bases. I feel like there's so many damn outs on the base pass this year. It's unbelievable.
I'll take my boy. I haven't taken him a lot this year. I'm going to take my boy. Take Jock to go yard here.
Okay. I'll take Corey Seager.
I think I got to veto that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. I was trying to pick the most egregious name that I knew it would actually make you use your veto. I want to go. Can't take Coors, of course. Let's take Perella.
I just thought of a guy that we didn't take in our draft and we didn't have in Home Run Derby. And I'm just sitting here and I'm looking at his name and I'm going, oh, man. Somehow we skipped over Nelson Cruz against Wade Miley in the draft. Oh,
that's so egregious.
Like, I was just sitting here going, oh, please don't say Nelson Cruz.
We should be fired for that. That's egregious.
Well, we tried to go a little off the board. Like,
I didn't want to do all chalk. Like, that gets boring.
Even then, we still probably should have taken Cruz. So,
by the way, once again, Odubel Herrera versus another lefty, just immediately mashing.
Before we get out of here, like I mentioned, the NFL premium content is here. If you guys are getting ready for football, you can check that out. Also, are you still doing your coaching?
Yeah, slots are filling up. So now's your chance. I got a lot of time in the next couple weeks to get a lot of good stuff done. So hit me up. Yeah, still got a bunch of slots left, though, if people want to do it.
And you got your Marketplace NFL package, so make sure you guys are checking out all that. Take advantage of it. You still got your baseball rolling. NFL is right around the corner. Ton of stuff in the Marketplace. Make sure you guys are checking that out. Check out the premium product. Check out our sponsor, PlayDraft. That's all of the promoting I have in me for today, so we're going to get out of here on this Tuesday. Good luck in your contest tonight, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow.
Bankroll management might not be the sexiest part of daily fantasy, but it's an important one. And that's why we've launched the DFS Analyzer. DFS Analyzer will help you easily track your results and then use them to your advantage. Just upload your contest history, and in seconds, DFS Analyzer will show you winnings, ROI, records by sport, contest type, and more. Don't just view your results, analyze them and gain an edge. Try our free DFS Analyzer tool, become a smarter, more process-oriented, hopefully more profitable DFS player.